morning and welcome to Together in Christ, the radio ministry of Monroe Missionary Baptist Church. We would love to have you join us for worship today. Our Bible studies begin at 9 a.m. for all ages, followed by a service at 10:30 a.m., and then our evening discipleship service at 6:30 p.m. We are located at 14260 South Dixie Highway in Monroe, Michigan. Our phone number is 734-241-6860. You can also find more on our website, www.mmbconline.org. Here is a message from our senior pastor, Roy Sutherland.
Guys upstairs, if you would put that last verse right back up on the screen for me, whoever is operating the screen. As we prepare to light our Advent candles today, the last verse of this carol says, "And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing." I want to read out of Luke again this morning. Luke chapter 2, if you have your Bibles, I would encourage you to turn there. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2, in those early verses, that Mary and Joseph made their way to Bethlehem. And while they are there, she brought forth her firstborn son, it says in verse 7. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and she laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. But the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." Let me pause there. A Savior. Luke chapter 2, if you're looking, verse 11. And I'm telling you, Luke, I'm in Luke chapter 2, verse 11. Some of you look, am I there? So, did you find it? Okay. I looked at my page thinking, maybe I'm not in Luke. Either you were confused or I was. Verse 12. "And this shall be a sign unto you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel," this is part of that song we just sang, "a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth," what was the next word? "Peace." The King James says, "peace, goodwill toward men." The NIV says, "peace on those who God favors." One translation says, "peace on those who have found the message of the gospel," or those who have found the favor of God, the pleasure of God. This morning, I want to take a moment and light our Advent candles starting from the beginning. We started a few weeks ago with our Advent candles, and we so far have lit three of these candles. We lit one for hope. We lit one for love that reminded us of the love that Jesus brings. Joy. And today, this morning, we're going to talk about the two candles. We'd intended to do this candle this morning, which is the candle for peace. The angel says, "Peace, goodwill toward men," or "peace on those where the favor of God rests," or "peace on those who have found the pleasure of God." I'd love to take a long time and do a whole study on that. But we're going to talk about peace, which is, I believe, yours and mine's greatest struggle, is to find peace. But also, we're going to find that that peace is related to the last candle, this large candle that reminds us of the salvation candle, which represents Christ today. And I'm going to leave those candles burning. Love, hope, joy, peace, all which originates from this babe which is born. It says in verse 11, "Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior," a Savior, a Savior, a Savior who would come to save us from many things, especially this sin that would separate us from God, but a Savior that also rescues us from a lot of other things if we allow Him to in this life. As I mentioned just a moment ago, I think the greatest struggle that I have, and I think the greatest struggle that you have in today's world, is trying to understand how to rationalize or take this verse that talks about peace on earth, knowing the world in which we live. If I were to ask you today, if you looked at this world in which we live, how much peace you could see in the world, what would you say? Very little. Very little. And I'm not talking about just internationally. Yes, I know that there's a big stir right now among the international world with all these nations because a few days ago, a couple of weeks ago, our president declared Jerusalem to be the capital city of Israel. And now there seems to be a greater struggle than there ever was in the world. And everybody's talking about that that is going to hinder, guess what they said, any form of peace in that region. So people struggle, we struggle as nations with this thing of peace. Some of you are worried and others struggle because of the conflict that nations have, and we have this great conflict with Korea, North Korea, and we're worried about that issue. We're worried about this conflict that comes when peace does not exist. Because one of the things that we know, the byproduct when there's not peace is there's conflict. Conflict. But we could, as people, probably remove that from our minds for a little while. But let's get a little closer to home. We struggle with this peace issue with two areas, I think, greater than any. One is peace with myself. If I were to ask you this morning, are you contented? Are you at peace with who you are as a person this morning? I don't know how, I don't want to know. I really don't want to know because I'm afraid some of you are going to be untruthful. Most of us would say, no, we struggle. We struggle with that inner self, with that inner peace. We struggle with being able to look at ourselves and say, is this who I am intended to be? Am I the person God made me to be? We struggle with that. Struggle with ourselves. As a matter of fact, I think that's the most difficult place that we find ourselves is being able to forgive ourselves because we struggle with that. Are you like me? Have you ever come to the place where you thought you had something conquered? I mean, you thought you had it, and then all of a sudden you find yourself falling back, prey to that thing that you thought you had conquered, and there's the turmoil again. We will continue to have that in this world. As a matter of fact, I wanted to turn to some of those verses where even Jesus said, some of you think I've come to bring peace. I've not come to bring peace the way you think peace is to come. And we struggle with that. We struggle with peace within ourselves. And then perhaps as a pastor, I see this as much in my own life and especially in the lives of families. We struggle when it comes to being able to be at peace with other people. You know, I can get along with myself pretty good. But when somebody else comes into the picture, it causes me problems. Are you like that? We struggle with conflict with people around us. Some of you right now, it's Christmas, and your greatest frustration is you know that there are people in your life, people that you, quote, love and people that love you. It doesn't look like love now. I'm not saying it looks like love. It may be ugly and nasty, but you know that there are people that love you and that you love, but because of a lack of peace with them, there's all this struggle. And you refuse to be around each other, refuse to be near each other, or you refuse to even go to the same church or live in the same community or talk to the same people. It's hard to reconcile that the angel said, I'm coming to say to you that there has been a Savior born, and that Savior will bring to you peace, but not just peace in a general sense, peace to those on whom have found the pleasure or the will of God, the goodwill of God, the favor of God. And so to have any sense of peace, we somehow or another have to understand that that peace is related right back to that child that was born, a relationship with Him. So that when we struggle with ourselves, like we do, we look in a mirror and we see that though we are struggling because we lie to ourselves, we deceive ourselves, we do things that we think we would never do to even ourselves, and we struggle with that, we find that we are so unworthy of anything, and yet the Spirit of God, if we know Jesus, speaks to us and says, however, inside you can still experience peace because I've come to give you that peace. Yes, you may you may be miserable with yourself, but there's a sense of peace of knowing that God's not through yet. Can I tell you something? God's not through yet. He's not through with you. You ought to shout amen to that. Amen. That God's not through with you. In that situation, he can give you a sense of peace. Or if it's with other people, if you know Jesus, you can find peace with them. It's hard. Matter of fact, I like what the writer Romans said. I believe it's Romans chapter 12, verse 18, one of those verses. I like what the verse says. I was looking at all these verses about peace as I lit that peace candle. I was thinking of these this week. The writer said, as much as is possible, live peaceably with all men. I like the way that writer qualified that. As much as is possible. Can I paraphrase that in the Roy Sutherland version? It will be impossible, but try to be at peace with all men. The only hope we have of having any peace with the people around us, let me just get down to where this really matters. Even getting along with people is through the blood of Jesus. It's the only hope we have. When I'm not right with God, listen to me, I promise you I will not be right with you. I can't be. I can't be. When my walk with God is not the way it ought to be, I'm going to find all kinds of fault with you. And guess what? You're going to find all kinds of fault with me because we haven't understood true forgiveness and genuine forgiveness. Tim mentioned earlier, Pastor Tim, parents being able to admit to your children times when you were wrong. That's hard to do, isn't it? But it's not when you understand that that's what God came for, why Jesus was born, so that we could have peace within, so that we can make peace with those around us. And it all centers on having peace with God. Romans, again, chapter 5, I want to give you this verse. I don't want to stay here long this morning. Romans chapter 5 says this. Please, I hope you hear this. Some of you are here today. And I've talked about this peace that we struggle with ourselves and the peace that we have with other people. Struggling with that peace. When the Bible says, the angel said, I bring you glad tidings, and he talks about peace, that word peace means to join. Literally means to join. To unify. In other words, something's been broken. The relationship's been broken. I believe it's the Greek word for eirene, which means to unify, to join. That's why, believe it or not, we live in a world that says that they don't believe in the Bible and don't understand and tries to declare that the Bible is not true, but we talk about peace agreements. And when a country is having trouble with another country, they come together and they join in a peace agreement. They unify. The Bible says that the only reason, the main reason this baby was born, Mary wrapped her baby in swaddling clothes. She laid him in a manger. The angel had already told them to name him Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. And the angel says that there will be peace on men where the favor of God or the pleasure of God rests. The reason he came was so that we could be, first of all, united again with God, rejoined to God. Now, some people don't like this, and I know that, so let me try to smile because I'm not angry with anybody. But some people listening to me this morning won't like what I'm about to say. There are people going to hear this on the radio or the TV or on the internet. They're going to listen to this, and they will not like what I'm about to say. But the Bible is very clear. When Adam sinned, your relationship was broken with God as well as Adam's. For by one man, sin entered into the world, and through that one man, sin now has been given to all men. Our relationship with God was broken. We became, listen to this, this is where people struggle with this. You and I became the enemies of God. I remember one time I preached, I don't know if it was Christmas, Easter, what it was, but I mentioned that and I said, today you're either a friend of God or you're the enemy of God. And a man who was not a Christian left that day, and he looked me eyeball to eyeball as he left that little church that day, and he said, "I'm not a Christian, but I'm not the enemy of God." And I said, "Sir, I disagree with you respectfully. Your relationship with God is broken, and you're at war with God. You resist the things of God. You resist the person of God. Your very nature is against God." I have people say, "Well, it's not that I don't want to believe in Jesus. I believe that there's a God," and we try to reconcile all of this. Listen, the Bible is very clear. When Adam sinned, we became enemies of God. There was enmity. Genesis says that that baby that would be born, there would be enmity between him and the evil one. All of this ties together, folks. Listen, what happened at Christmas didn't just start at Christmas. It started in a garden after man created a perfect being. And we, by Adam's sin, have become sinners by nature. We can't change that. And we're the enemies of God. But God knew his plan all along, and he sends Jesus so that we can have peace and be reunited with our Maker, with God, the Creator, the one who loves us. That's why he's called a Savior, one who can rescue. And so Jesus came, and that's why the writer of Romans again says this, and I want to leave you with this verse, as that middle candle burns, that reminds us that the only way we can have hope or joy or love or peace. I'm not talking about, and please listen to me, that doesn't mean that everything around me is peaceful. I can have peace when everything around me is hellish. I can still have peace. If I know this verse and it's been applied to my life through the person of Jesus Christ, Romans 5 verse 1, many of you know this. Wherefore, he says, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, through the baby that was born and laid in a manger, we have peace with God. Some of you today are struggling. I struggle from time to time. I have to remind myself when I'm having my greatest struggle, Roy, you need to be still and know that God is God, that he can give you. He can place that peace upon you. And not only can you have peace with God, you can have the peace of God in the midst of your situation. No matter what it is, you can have the peace of God with you in that. And if there's any message today that I would encourage you to receive from God, that is this. If you've not been reconciled to him, reunited with him through this baby, that today you acknowledge who Jesus is, the Savior of the world. You confess to him that you are that sinner, one who is at war with God, an enemy of God. But today, the writer says you can become the friend of God. How? By confessing your sin, by trusting Christ, the one who came to be born a baby, to be the one who would die on a cross so that your sins could be forgiven. And then as believers, if you're here and you already know Christ, in your situation, so often we fail to claim what God has given us. It's amazing to me how often we fail to claim what God has given us through his son Jesus. Wouldn't it be good if in the midst of the worst crisis and conflict that we ever faced, we would just remind ourselves to stop and allow the peace of God to rest upon us. You say, "Pastor Roy, that seems too simple. Either I'm going to believe it or I'm not." It's that simple. I'm either going to believe it and trust it and rely upon the Spirit of God who never fails, or I'm going to say, "But that just does not work in my situation. That just seems impossible. He was talking about somebody else or some other situation." No, we can have the peace of God. The Bible says, Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." Not like the world gives. No, my peace I give unto you. I want to ask this morning where you sit, if you would bow with me for a time of prayer. You know where your struggles are. I don't. You know if you have peace with God. You know that. What I mean by that is, you know that because of Jesus and your faith in him, your trust in him, that he is the Lord and Savior, and you have confessed him to be your Lord and Savior, you have peace with God. What I mean by that is, you know that God loves you, and one day God will receive you into his presence. That's peace with God. He's not going to disown you. You're his. You're his child. And he's going to welcome you into his kingdom. But there's a difference in having peace with God and having the peace of God. You see, the peace of God is what's happening right here now in our lives. Are we struggling with the peace of God in the situations? I pray for some of you that this will be very practical, and for my life, it'll be very applicable. Wouldn't it shock your neighbor? Or wouldn't it shock your relative who you've been not at peace with, angry, said all kinds of bad things to? To take to truth the word of God and to call and say, hey, you say they won't answer. Better still, leave them a good message. They'll listen to your message. To tell them, because of who Jesus is on this day, I recognize that I can have peace with you. Whether you accept my hand or not, I'm at peace with God and I have the peace of God to tell you that I'm sorry. You say, but I didn't do anything. It doesn't matter. Say you're sorry anyway. Say you're sorry for the relationship that's broken. Let them know that you're sorry for the pain that's being caused. Let them know all of those things. That would be Christmas, real Christmas. If your family is broken, you can't change some of those things that are broken, but you can sure make peace in those things. Some bridges are already burned. You say, that's true. But you can find peace in the midst of that. Hey, you can shout across that valley, I'm sorry. I don't have a bridge to get there, but I'm sorry. Forgive me as Christ has forgiven me. Peace. And for some of you, for yourself right now, just to be able to say to yourself, oh, wretched man that I am. And yet, God, because of your son Jesus, I can find peace. This wretched sinner who is unworthy can find your peace through your son Jesus.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender.
His kingdom come on earth.
this broadcast has affected your life today, or if you have any questions about anything that you have heard, please feel free to write us at info@mmbconline.org or like and comment on our Facebook page. This has been Together in Christ, the radio ministry of Monroe Missionary Baptist Church. Have a blessed day.